This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Hundreds of flights at SFO were delayed today because of a terminal closure. As KCBS's David Welch reports, Terminal 1 was evacuated because of a suspicious package.
It all happened during the height of morning travel. Officer Robert Rueka with the SFPD says an airport canine unit detected the package.
Officers coordinated and set up a perimeter and decided that the terminal should be evacuated.
Passengers already at their gates weren't impacted by the closure, but Terminal 1's departure lobby was closed for about an hour. That meant anyone arriving for flights couldn't enter the terminal.
Yeah, I'm going to make a flight. My flight leaves at 1:30.
Airlines accommodated the disturbance by delaying flights, and once the terminal opened again, lines at security seemed to dissipate quickly. The SFPD isn't saying specifically what they discovered. They are saying the incident is under investigation. At SFO, David Welch, KCBS.
And stormy weather across the Bay Area isn't just causing issues for travelers by air. Drivers are also dealing with their own headaches on the ground. More from KCBS's Ken Duffy.
As we headed toward the Caldecott Tunnel around midday along Highway 24, we could see the big-time backups.
We've had a significant amount of rainfall over the past couple of days.
Caltrans spokesman Bart Ney says two of the four tunnel bores, one eastbound and the other west on 24, were closed after Christmas Eve downpours sent stormwater runoff from the hill above the tunnel inside the bores, shorting out electrical equipment. Ney admitted it is unusual, at the same time saying it is an issue they've tried to manage for years, but they were prepared to deal with anything storm-related around the region heading into the week.
We gear up for it. We knew this storm was going to be significant. We switched our maintenance teams on to 12-hour shifts. We started cleaning out drainage inlets and quickly patching up as many potholes as we could before the storm came in.
Ney says the backups actually could have been worse had it not been for a calmer holiday driving period for Christmas. Now, as far as avoiding any traffic snags, Ney recommends knowing before you go, call 511, or look up their Caltrans quick map for any delays. At the Caldecott Tunnel, Ken Duffy, KCBS.
And it might be slow going on several highways across the Bay Area today amid a high wind traffic advisory. The National Weather Service has recorded gusts of up to 30 miles an hour on the Bay and San Rafael-Richmond bridges and on 580 in the Livermore area. The CHP and Caltrans are asking motorists to drive with caution and expect possible delays as the flow of traffic slows. And keep both hands on the wheel as you head over those bridges. Two ski patrollers were caught in an avalanche while doing avalanche mitigation work this morning in the Mammoth Mountain ski area. The duo was performing their routine duties on Lincoln Mountain when the snow began to slide. One patroller was seriously hurt and taken to a nearby hospital while the other was checked for possible broken bones. This comes after the winter storm that dumped more than 5 feet of snow onto Mammoth Mountain within 72 hours. Mammoth Mountain has closed the ski area for today, and daytime snowfall is expected to reach 11 to 17 inches. Many Bay Area residents are ditching cars and buses, opting instead for electric bikes. But how safe are they? Director of Mineta Transportation Institute's Finance Center at San Jose State, Asha Weinstein Agrawal, says to make sure your bicycle is street legal, the state has restrictions like a power level of 750 watts. But Agrawal says those rules aren't entirely clear, leading to some very strong bikes being sold on the market.
And that's a disclosure rule that actually a few other states have either adopted or are looking at. And so I very much hope California considers something similar so that people can reasonably be expected to understand when a device actually wouldn't be legal to ride on the streets.
She says illegal devices, which make up a large percentage of the e-bikes driving down California roads, present a large problem. She also says e-bike crashes aren't actually that common, especially compared to regular pedal bikes, according to California's emergency room data. And a man on a motorized scooter was killed while crossing a Santa Rosa intersection this morning. Santa Rosa Police Department said it happened just after 8 a.m. when an SUV was making a left turn and hit the scooter rider at the intersection of Santa Rosa Avenue and El Portal Way. Police say the 61-year-old motorized scooter rider was dead when they arrived on scene. The 30-year-old SUV driver told police that they didn't see the scooter when making their turn out of a parking lot. The driver remained at the scene and cooperated with the investigation. Anyone with more information on the crash is asked to contact the Santa Rosa Police Department. And California has dismissed a lawsuit officials filed against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The Trump administration has said the authority running the project doesn't have a viable plan to complete it, but the authority says the federal government showed it was not a trustworthy partner to help get the bullet train done. The California group is seeking private investors to support the project, estimated to cost more than $100 billion. The project receives most of its funding from the state. The day after Christmas sales are on, and some deals may be better than those on Black Friday. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports you should expect some crowded stores driven by gift cards and returns.
If you are a value-driven consumer who receives some gift cards in your stocking, you can find some deeper discounts.
It's a very competitive environment, meaning every retailer's got the same products or similar products, so you can take advantage of finding some great deals.
That is Chief Retail Industry Analyst at the research group Circana, Marshall Cohen. If you need to return an exchange, know that many retailers are charging restocking or return fees to recoup the high costs associated with processing those returns, but shoppers can avoid those charges by returning items to a physical store for free. The consumer has shown resilience, but Cohen expects some sluggishness to start 2026 as the credit card bills come due.
The thing to watch is the job market. If the job market continues to struggle a little bit, that's going to put the consumer in a very tough mindset to go out and spend freely.
Even better deals might be found by waiting a few more days, but no guarantees that what you want will still be there. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
A new Associated Press poll finds that most Americans are not making end-of-year charitable giving plans. That's despite the many fundraising appeals made by nonprofits that rely on donation surges in the calendar's final month to reach next year's budget targets. The survey found about half of U.S. adults say they've already made their charitable contributions for 25. Just 18% indicated they've donated and will donate again before the year is out. Everyday donors faced competing priorities this year, but weaker income gains and steep price inflation meant that lower-income households had less money to redistribute. And as the investigation continues into what caused this week's major power outage in San Francisco, those impacted are hoping the incident won't lead to higher rates. KCBS's Mike DeWall reports from San Francisco's Richmond District. It comes amid calls for a big change in how power is delivered in the city.
It's still very much an around-the-clock operation here at PG&E's Richmond Substation. Large generators helping to keep the lights on around this neighborhood. It's noisy, but some neighbors willing to accept it, at least for now. Once the cause of this outage is ultimately determined, neighbor Jamie Kennedy thinks the ongoing maintenance and repairs to fix it shouldn't fall on ratepayers.
Honestly, I would prefer PG&E actually do their upkeep so this stuff doesn't happen. But I have been pretty pleased with the response they've done.
PG&E is offering automatic rebates for impacted customers, though San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie says he's told the utility a rate cut might be in order. Meanwhile, there's also a growing call among some leaders in San Francisco for the city to get into the electricity business. Supervisor Matt Dorsey.
Unfortunately, what we have, because of decisions that were made more than a century ago, we're all dependent for our electric power on an investor-owned private utility in PG&E. I think we can do better.
In San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Meanwhile, as of this morning, PG&E has reported a little more than 9,000 homes and businesses without power in the Bay Area. The outages are affecting 5,000 customers in the North Bay and more than 2,500 on the peninsula. More than 1,500 are without power in the South Bay. This comes after more than 130,000 Bay Area customers lost power throughout this week's stormy weather. While the holiday season is a busy time for Bay Area food banks, some of the greatest need arrives in the new year. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports food banks are actively looking for donations and volunteers.
Giving back is often top of mind during the holidays, but Keely Hopkins with the San Francisco Marin Food Bank says it's just after the holidays that can have the biggest impact.
Starting in January, we typically see a big drop-off in volunteers. So if you're thinking about supporting a food bank or thinking about your New Year's resolutions, January, February, those are great times to volunteer.
Hopkins says food donations are always welcomed, but food banks tend to recommend people donate money as the dollar can be stretched further.
Through bulk purchasing power, through a program we have called Farm to Family that works with farmers in the Central Valley.
This week's major power outage in San Francisco hasn't impacted demand, though in certain circumstances, the emergency food box program could be an option.
We do like one box per year. You don't have to be signed up for our program.
The government shutdown had a big impact on community need this year, and Shabana Gooby with Second Harvest of Silicon Valley says next year, the debate over healthcare subsidies could as well.
We are just trying to monitor all of the uncertainty, and we anticipate our lines to get longer.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
'Tis the season for hot chocolate, and one San Francisco shop has become well known for their fun flavors. KCBS's Virginia Van Zant went to check it out.
This isn't your typical hot chocolate spot.
We have a lot of families that make us part of their holiday tradition of going to see the Nutcracker at the ballet and then coming here for a hot cocoa either before or after the performances.
Amanda Nicklow is the store manager at Christopher Elbow Chocolates in Hayes Valley. Nicklow says their hot chocolate is made in European style.
It's going to be a more decadent experience than a traditional American hot cocoa, which tends to be a little bit thinner and not quite as chocolatey.
The neighborhood favorite is a specialty chocolate shop. They're most known for a wide variety of hot chocolate flavors like passion fruit, white cinnamon, and spiced noir. There's a cozy booth-lined wall facing floor-to-ceiling windows, making this the perfect people-watching spot, especially on a rainy day, as customer Jason agrees.
Hanging out on a cold, rainy day, sipping hot chocolate, and just enjoying the weather. Or the mood.
In Hayes Valley in San Francisco, Virginia Van Zant, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.